We call it Raccoon Asian Diner. It's the street foods of Asia. We're not going to duplicate restaurant foods. We're going to look at the bold, simple flavors that people eat as snacks, which I think the way Americans should be eating is more snacks that are highly flavored, small portions, less protein, less expensive. With our new Asian things, we're going to try to do things that are noodles and broths, no stir fries, which are healthier, no lower fats. We're going to do wrapped foods. We're going to do vegetable foods. We're going to do sautés or foods on a stick. Again, very small, very highly flavored things that are very small portions. And then we're going to wrapped foods, foods on a stick, vegetables. And those are the four categories. And we're going to do foods from Thailand, Indonesia, Vietnam, China, Hong Kong, Korea, and Japan. And we're going to look at that as a range of flavors and a palette to go from. We're not going to do rice, because people ask us about rice, because which rice would we do? Would we do the Japanese rice, which is very sticky? Would we do the Chinese rice? Would we do the jasmine rice? But every culture has its own rice, so we're going to stay away from the big rice dishes. And the idea is that we're going to do videos, though, and music from Asia. We're going to do like channel MTV. Asia's moving into the 21st century very quickly. We're also trying to bring by design and the cultural environment that we can create with the food, the music, and the image, something of an understanding of what Asia is becoming, so that Americans are not projecting onto Asia what they think it is or it should be.